I'm covered with soot. Come out, come out, little children. Where are you hiding? I'm here to collect. I received a very disturbing letter from a parent. You've been really naughty, haven't you, child? Where are you? Come out and play with me. Wait a minute. Who are you? You're no child. Out of my way, human filth. Where is the child? I must have them. There is no child. Wait, what? What are you saying? Are you saying what I think you're saying? That you tricked me? Well, that's a disappointment. And to think, I came all the way here to kidnap a child. So, who the hell are you? And why did you trick me into coming here? Oh, don't act so shocked. I could tell that you already knew that wasn't my true form. So out with it. What do you want? You wanted to meet me? Huh. Let me get this straight. You tricked me into coming to this house to kidnap a child, only for me to find an adult who says they just wanted to meet me. Do you know how absurd that is? You do realize who I am, don't you? Then what the hell is the meaning of this? You can't just expect me to believe that crap. You saw me when you were younger, did you? How interesting. I don't recall this, but I'm assuming you're about to tell me a story. All right, fine, but you better make it fast. You see, it's the holiday season, and I'm a very, very busy man. Lots of naughty kids that need to be punished. So I don't have all night. But please, continue. Kidnapped your brother? Oh? Now I understand. If this is about revenge, you're wasting your time. And considering how long ago this was, your brother is long gone. What did I do to him? Wouldn't you like to know? That's a secret. I did to him what I do to all the naughty children. Well, maybe if you were really naughty as a kid, you would have come too, and then you would have found out. But apparently you were the good one, so I must have left you behind. In fact, I don't smell a single bad bone in your body, even as an adult. You must be pretty good, yes? Well, have you ever gotten in trouble with the law? No. Have you ever stolen anything? No. Have you ever cheated on anyone? Intimately. I didn't think so. See, that makes you one of the good ones. You've never broken any of society's rules, and you haven't really done anything to harm anybody else. At least not on a huge scale. That doesn't count. Every human has their flaws. And I'm willing to overlook the little things. It's when things start to get big that they become a problem. Especially when it comes to children. Disobeying their parents, breaking things, trying to run away, stealing. There's naughty kids everywhere, doing all kinds of things they know they shouldn't be. But they do it anyway. That's when I step in. When a child is past the point of no return. But you... you're so goody-two-shoes it almost makes me laugh. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have better things to do with my time. Please? Please what? Take you with me? Oh, this is laughable. You've got to be kidding. There's no way in hell you could come with me. Not unless you did something truly outrageous. Give you an example? Well, I can think of a few things. But something you could do right now. Let's see. How about this for starters? And you pull away. See, what did I tell you? Goody two-shoes. What do you mean, what was I doing? Don't tell me you're so innocent you couldn't even figure that much out. Well, fooling around with someone like me is pretty bad. You see, I am a dark elf. From the fairy realm. You are from the apparent realm. Spending the night with me is very, very much forbidden. We are not allowed to lay with your kind. It would be very naughty of you indeed to fool around with me. I'm also the baddest of the bad in my realm. Nobody fucks with me. So if you really want me to take you with me into the fairy lands, this is probably the quickest way. I mean, it's not like I have time to wait around for you to rob a bank or something like that. And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't like to kill anyone. So that's off the table. This is the next best thing. What's the matter? Your face is all red. And you're speechless, I see. Nothing to say. I told you, I'm not human. So I don't share any of the same values as you humans do. I feel no remorse and no regret. Not even if I did kill someone. I don't get sad or angry, or even happy for that matter. I'm soulless, am I? Never heard that before. I prefer to think of it as well-rounded. I know how to handle myself, and I keep my emotions in check. Maybe you should learn to do the same. Now, if there's nothing else, I have a dark empire to run. What's this? You'll do it. My, oh my. You really are that desperate to get out of this place, aren't you, human? You know, your life here really isn't that bad. Well, of course I know. From the moment we kissed, I knew everything about you. Your life from beginning to now. All flashed before my eyes. And yes, you've had quite a few hardships. But that doesn't mean that your life is completely doomed. I am surprised, though, that when you saw me as a kid, you weren't scared. Is it just because you saw me transform back into my normal form? Well, clearly, being a creepy old man scares children. And looking like a half-demon, no less, scares them even more. Why do you think I add horns and feet that look like this? A fawn? I suppose I'm kind of like that. But not exactly. Look, are we gonna keep talking? Like I said, I don't have all night. So we're in agreement then. Well, here. I need you to sign this contract. Oh, nothing. Just a little something to keep this confidential. Don't worry. It's nothing like that. It doesn't bind you to me or anything. It's just something that I have to have. Don't worry about it. There's a lot of laws and politics and stuff like that when it comes to the fairy realm. As a human, you wouldn't understand. But if you sign this, I don't have to worry about any repercussions on my end. What happens to you, however, is still going to be up in the air. If that's a risk you're willing to take, then sign. Fairy jail. Oh, goodness. There's no such thing. We don't have rules like you have here. If anything, you'd be damned to an eternity of fire. But you don't have to worry about that. You'll be under my protection, as long as you stick close to me when we get there. Now, are you signing it or not? That's what I thought. Perfect. Now that the formalities are out of the way, oh, sorry, was that a little bit too much? I didn't mean to make you cough. Just a little bit of magic dust. Now relax. You're cute. But what should I call you? Calling you that sounds a little too formal for me. How about I just call you my little fern? Well, I don't care if you don't like it. I think I've earned the right to give you a nickname. I mean, it's better than the alternative I was thinking of calling you. I'm not going to say. What should you call me? Well, don't call me Krampus. That's what all the naughty little children call me. And I suppose their parents. How about you just call me Leos? That's what I go by in the fairy realm. Yes. All right. Sounds good to me, my little fern. Now stop talking. Hey there, my little kin. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.